Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
As well as Strategy Director at Car Communications, Johnny Fallon is a big Eurovision fan. He's been with us in the past talking about the event. So, Johnny, what do you reckon the chances are that Israel might get drummed out of this month's Eurovision Song Contest, won't be allowed to participate?
It's highly unlikely at the moment, given the stance of the EBU. I think there's probably some moves among some of the national stations to try and find if there is perhaps a reason that the Israeli station KAN might be willing to withdraw, or they might censure the song. But unless they find a very technical reason as to why Israel should not compete, the EBU are facing a real quandary on this one.
But Russia was thrown out because of the invasion of Ukraine, so shouldn't the same apply to Israel's plans for what it intends to do in Gaza, and of course what it has done in response to the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack?
Well, of course, one of the biggest problems the EBU has is its own poor communication around the time as to what was actually happening in the Russian invasion of Ukraine. In the lead up to that, for some time, many broadcasters across Europe were uneasy about the rules as they applied to the Russian state broadcasters. And there was a perception among many of them that they were perhaps playing close to the wind as regards their editorial independence. Now, the EBU insists that all TV stations that take part must, of course, be editorially independent of the government. They were never quite sure that the Russians met the standard, but certainly after the invasion of Ukraine, most of the individual stations, when Noel Curran, who is director general at the time, spoke to them, all had the same belief that the Russian state broadcasters were actually carrying what was outright propaganda about what had happened, that was in breach of the EBU rules. And as such, the stations were suspended from the EBU completely, and therefore, you know, they're out of the Eurovision Song Contest as a result.
So Johnny, now, just let me clarify that. So basically, they were thrown out not because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. They were thrown out because, as a television station, they were broadcasting propaganda.
That is pretty much what the stations all felt at the time. When Noel Curran made a statement about this after, where he was saying, look, the real reason that the EBU took that position is because it's censoring TV stations. Governments don't enter the Eurovision Song Contest. It's TV stations that enter. And therefore, you have to have a reason to make the TV station leave or to censure them. Like, in its history, Europe has, they went through the Siege of Sarajevo, where people will remember in Mill Street, anybody that remembers that time when Bosnia made their entry, made it there. They had to escape the siege of Sarajevo. In fact, some people lost their lives in the effort to escape on a plane that night to get to Mill Street. There was huge conflicts in the past. There have been issues between Turkey and Greece. We had a conflict in Northern Ireland. We've had dictatorships in Spain and Greece and Portugal. We've had conflict with Armenia, Azerbaijan. They've never decided that a country can't compete because of what a government did, but they will take action when they find, if you like, a more technical solution, which is that the broadcaster is in breach of that. Now, to complicate this a little bit more, KAN, the Israeli broadcaster, has for some time been part of the European Broadcasting Union, and the European Broadcasting Union has defended KAN's independence of government, even when the Israeli government at times has been seen to lean on the KAN network, and the EBU feels that it has supported KAN's independence from the Israeli government at times. And it leaves it now in a tricky position that if it were to decide it's pushing them out, then is it really leaving KAN at the behest of the Israeli government without any support from the other broadcasters?
Okay.
Which in turn creates a dangerous precedent.
See, Johnny, there's a listener here, Elaine, who says, here's a technical reason to stop Israel from taking part in the Eurovision. Killing innocent people and children. The European Broadcasting Union needs to wise up.
And that is, you know, where that is, you can see why RTE have joined some of the calls and why this is creating a huge problem. Now, the difficulty for the EBU is that in its history, the war crimes that were committed in Yugoslavia, it did not take a position on any of those or say that a country couldn't participate, even though it was actively trying to stop other contestants making it to the contest, if you like. They have never taken a position on dictatorships. They've never taken a position on loss of life. They stick to the idea that these are just television companies. The difference was that with Russia, they did have and did find that reason to say, look, we think the state media there is not independent enough to be part of the EBU. And the Russian stations had very few friends because they had made little effort to prove that they were independent. They didn't really care about the opinions of the other broadcasters. So it was an open and shut case from a broadcasting union perspective.
Johnny, just to finish, I wonder if Israel does compete in the Eurovision Song Contest, would there be popular support here in Ireland for the idea of Ireland withdrawing in protest at Israel being there?
I think there probably we will find there'll be lots of support all over Europe for countries to effectively withdraw or for their TV station to withdraw on that basis. I think, you know, the one of the worries that many of the broadcasters will have is for the safety of the contest, for the problems it's going to cause, for the images of the contest at the time. But ultimately, each of these individual broadcasters, and remember, it's broadcasters, not governments, that make the decision. They then are forcing themselves to a position where they too will have to decide, do they boycott? If you remember a couple of years ago when Spain put down the in Barcelona when there was an independence movement, and Spain moved quite harshly on that. If that got a little bit harsher at any time in the future, should countries start boycotting if Spain is allowed to do it? If any country is seen to be too tough in its policing, in its rules, that is broadcasters then standing in judgment of each state's policies.
Thank you very much, Johnny Fallon from Car Communications.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.